Show. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Cheers, everyone.
This one's going to be chaos. We're going to be looking at all of the best bits and standout moments from 2024. Yeah. Should be a lot of fun for them, you lot, and mountain biking in general, and us.
And us.
GMBN.
All three at the same time.
But we're going to kick it off with the standout moments that you've loved this year.
Yes.
We're going to kick it off with skin suits.
Speed suits.
Well, they look tight.
They're skin suits.
They are. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, one of the things that really was cool this year is Fox brought out the speed suit, and I think it was a bit of marketing genius.
It got people talking.
They kept doing redesigns with the colourways, and you were seeing Tarny Seagrave, Laurie Greenland.
Yeah.
I did think that it didn't work as well on Laurie Greenland because he's not a massive dude.
No, he's really petite.
And it just made him look tiny.
Yeah. Made him look petite.
Do you know what the workaround on the rules was? Because technically it was a two-piece thing.
Ah. Yes.
That's how they got around the rules of it not being a speed suit or it wasn't a onesie.
It's basically a salopette over a top, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the trousers are over the top.
Yeah, but it's cool. Development, I liked it.
Will we see, just an opinion here, will we be seeing other people in speed suits next year? Because I will make this point, right? Loïc Bruni, Loris Vergier, and Valley Hole don't wear speed suits.
And they won everything.
Yeah, it's true.
So, I don't know.
Maybe they'll win by more.
Here's a scary thought. Jackson Goldston coming back next year and in a speed suit.
Flat out, son.
Going to be fast. So they were fun. Yeah. What else was standout this year was amazing?
Women's riding.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'm going to kick off, please, because I was there to witness history.
Yeah.
Rampage.
Yeah, well, and Hardline Tasmania.
I wasn't there, but, you know.
I mean, I really feel like...
Good job you'd have died to set up as well.
I would have died.
Imagine how many crashes you had there.
We'll get to that.
Women's, like, shredding has levelled up big time this past year, hasn't it?
It's bloody brilliant.
It's a pivotal moment, I think, in mountain biking for women's... the extreme end of the racing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
And I also feel like the skill level in the XC part of it, it's been good for a few years now, but you've got people like, I don't know, I'm thinking an Evie Richards or someone like that who's just skillful on the bike as well as uber powerful.
Yeah.
And that was a modern word I used there. Uber.
Uber.
You're so euthanized. Are we euthanizing Mart? Yeah. Oh, is that a word?
It is a word, but not.
Yes. I'm not sure the right context.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good try. Good England. Well done. Well done.
What does that mean, euthanized?
He's banged his head a lot this year.
Hey, Mark, really it's been a pleasure for euthanizing you.
What does that mean?
Euthanize is when you put an animal down or a person down because they're of ill health. You euthanize.
Martin, you've had a good run, but unfortunately...
I thought you were making you fulfilling your life
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, I got it wrong. Sorry.
So riders like Robin Gooms, Georgia Assel, Casey Brown, who I loved riding in.
Vero. All been crushing.
Vero. Vinny Armstrong. That was the one I wanted to remember because I did a top 40 hit list of riders this year. She was in there, so I got to like do a bit of a deep dive on everyone's riding.
Yeah.
And man, she has got some style.
Killing it. Do you know who else is crushing it?
Yeah, go on.
Change of topic. DJI entering the e-bike world.
Yes, now that for me is a game. Yeah, upside down.
You got that.
So they're from Australia?
Are they?
No, they're not.
Close to.
We are euthanizing the wrong one.
Yeah. Don't do me, do him.
No, I'm only joking.
DJI this year.
With the Avanox.
Would it be fair to say they've absolutely detonated the e-bike scene at the moment?
They've got them worrying. Everyone else is scrambling to keep up.
I've got a friend, I'm not saying who,
unlikely,
but he's got a bike shop and he said he sold 22 DJI Avanox
bikes. I know who that
bikes.
Is. Yeah. It actually kept his shop alive.
Yeah. It's pretty mad.
That's what he said.
He said no one's buying anything else.
Nothing else. But the fact that
a brand like that has come in from not an e-bike background, turned it upside down and got all the other big guns worried. That's cool.
And all the other brands are going to be going, come on, guys, to all these motor brands, going, where's my stuff?
Exactly.
We need some really sick motors. And the best bit is, we're going to get them.
Because
they'll have to.
The DJI motor is now going to be on more bikes, I think, next year.
I've heard some brands.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I should say.
We're going to be talking about that next week, actually.
But guess what, right? Yeah. A person that doesn't really need an e-bike motor in his bike is Tom Pidcock. Repeat Olympics.
Yes.
Okay. Crushed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah, now, but put that into perspective, right? A repeat Olympics means that, like, that's an 8-year dominance.
Yeah.
Essentially. That's nuts, isn't it?
Essentially. I mean, it isn't actually. It's a 4-year dominance. But you know what I mean? Between the end of one Olympics to the one they won, to the second one they won, and then going on to the next one.
Yeah.
Actually, is that...
And he's not slouched in between.
That's a 12-year dominance.
He's not slouched in between.
He's gone full gas all the way.
Yeah. Him and teammate. Pauline Ferrand-Prevot.
Yeah, the races were polar opposites because she absolutely destroyed the field.
She was...
He had to fight tooth and nail to the last corner to win it. But great racing.
Yeah, really like that.
Also where there was great racing this year. In the EDR, I loved the last race. Hattie Harmden, Isabeau Couturier.
Yeah.
Who was going to take it? Hattie won. It looked like, disastrous end to Isabeau's career because she's retiring, and then she went like 2 weeks later. I can't remember the gap.
Wasn't too much in it.
Worlds.
I know. It's deserved winners.
Yeah, and that's the first inaugural world championship in EDR, and she won it. And
is now retired. It's now she's retiring.
Who does that? Who retires as
Isabeau?
One of the
Enduro greats.
She's made the top. Why not? She's like, I
can never believe it. Right? She's really little, right? She's really little. And all that power and skill comes out of her ride of that dinky. Like, literally, she's only just a little bit bigger than you. Yeah. It's amazing.
And you're tiny.
He stood up. right. I tell you what, that's enough about the world of.
Yeah.
World of. What about us? What about some of our highlights?
Can I do the first one?
Yeah, go for it.
Because I was actually scared about this one. Rich going back to the old Pueblo.
Oh, yeah. Nearly.
Because you put some serious pressure on yourself with a training regime.
I did. I never ride myself into hospital.
And I thought, man, he's going to go back and do it. He's going to blow his bladder up again.
You don't want to do that.
But I didn't.
You didn't.
I completed it, and I did. I think I was ninth in solo men.
Wow, that's pretty good.
So, thank you very much. Thanks, guys. You know what? You learned something new this year, didn't you? Unicycling.
One wheel bicycling. Bicycling?
Bicycling.
Bicycling. Yeah. Literally,
it's nice.
Unicycle. I can appreciate, because I remember learning to ride a unicycle when I was 6.
Weird.
And it was really quite easy. And you made it look incredibly hard.
Oh, I'll take that as a compliment, because it's really hard.
No, but that's what I'm not doing.
Oh, right.
No, it's a reverse compliment.
Yeah. Oh. I'm actually saying...
I'm going to euthanize you.
Oh, wow.
Your England is amazing today.
You should
absolutely
talk more.
Absolutely amazing. No, it was made a brilliant video. And I think what I was hoping is you were going to learn to ride the unicycle.
Send it.
But then I thought you'd pick it up quite quickly because you usually pick things up quite quickly. And then we'd see you on the trails on it.
I tried.
But watching that video, I thought, he is never going down a trail on it.
No way, he's never.
I was gutted.
You win some, you lose some, and that's not something I want to...
Mate, it's unicycling, who cares?
The next one you won, though. You won the next one. Oh, BMX. You won that off-road BMX.
Yeah.
That's cool, bud. Which bike park was that again?
It
was...
Bike Park Wales. Oh, the other one where I went into the mountains with
you?
Oh, that was where I went to Swatch Nines.
That's it.
Yeah.
That looked cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Bike Republic.
Do you reckon that's got legs, that whole scene?
Full suspension BMX?
Yeah.
I think diehard BMXs are like...
I reckon that... Yeah, weird you say that. But some of the big pros actually ride them.
Yeah.
It's like a fat
when
bike.
When I called out all mountain bikes, secretly love
e-bikes. That's a proper diss.
Yeah, it's like a fat
bike.
I like fat bikes.
What was the... For you as a you know, like, where did it sit for you? Was it, like, as fun, or was it...
It's different.
Novelty.
It's different.
But was it novelty? Were you like, it's fun, but I ain't gonna do it every day?
No, I won't do it every day. No.
Or again.
I would do it again.
Okay.
I won't.
Yeah, see, I feel like that means it hasn't won over the...
Yeah, it's like a fat bike, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, you love it.
Great comparison.
Yeah. Well, no, it's...
Blake just detonated the whole full sus BMX scene, and rightly so, apparently. Because they're not that good, are they?
Yeah.
Turns out.
Moving on. Neil tried something a bit different this year, didn't he?
He did, yeah. What do you try?
Riser bars.
Oh, yes.
But the big
Dakota Norton bloody bars.
Yeah.
And then the stunner, he liked them.
Yes.
Yeah, and made
Neil
faster.
Don't like much.
And to be fair,
no, he doesn't.
He went into it, didn't he, Neil, saying that it was ridiculous.
Stupid.
And at the end of it, he was big enough to go, you know what, that ain't bad. That's
a challenge.
Yeah. And that was him super excited.
Talk about big rice bars. What about our tech presenter? Owen, where he went and took on a black diamond with you.
How was Owen's black diamond day?
Well, the blues turned out to be a bit of a challenge going around a corner when he sort of murdered himself. Yeah, but then we reset. He built up his confidence and we coached him down.
Yeah,
and he did well. He did really well, actually. This is a guy who rides like a lot of
gravel,
like XC kind of stuff. Yeah. And he was on like a 160 mil. Yeah. Enduro bike, he killed it. He did really good. He's come on so much. Yeah. It's been really good.
I'm looking forward to seeing more of that. But
if we had a wide enough table, Owen would be in it.
I've got to say, lads,
you guys don't get to do it much, right? But Owen in the dirt shed, what a laugh!
Is he a good laugh?
Oh my god, he's fun.
Well, bit more than us.
Get
on. I don't want to say it's more than you guys. I mean, you guys are like amazing. Hey. Yeah. But he is very funny.
Okay.
right, what else were we going to look at that you guys did?
Swiss Epic. Now, that one really hurt.
Hey, I got blisters.
Your back. Because he carried me. Oh, I calmed down, right? This is the biggest thing I've ever done on a mountain bike.
I killed it.
Back from biggest jumps and all that rad jazz. Pedaling my ass off in the mountains for 5 days.
Hey.
Good killed sound effects.
Yeah. Well,
what was your favourite bit about it? It must have had some fun too, not just the slog.
No, day five.
Coming across the last finish line.
The downhills. The downhills.
Yes, we
Can I do
fun.
One thing? I think your hat's on the wrong way round, dude. I think it's supposed to be... I think the seam goes at the back, maybe?
I was trying to be different.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. No.
I was trying to be like my friend over there. Look.
Hello! Maybe I've got it wrong. Maybe I'm supposed to have my... Yeah. Anyway, okay, it's not important. Rich, what was your favourite bit of the Swiss Epic?
Seeing this guy complete it, and like, when he'd be a bit down, and I'd be there to try and help him along in whatever way, shape or form, emotionally or physically.
It was
emotional. And then completing it was wicked.
Was it hard for you?
In what sense?
Don't say no.
I didn't say that.
Don't think about it. You should just say, yes, it was, Martin.
I didn't say that.
You're a bugger.
I didn't say it wasn't hard.
It wasn't hard, was it?
No, not at my pace.
No, I didn't say that.
You stitched me up there.
Yeah, you look at you. You got a colour of your hat.
It was hard in lots of ways.
It's fine, right? Because Rich smashed it at the Swiss Epic. He carried Blake the whole way around. But Blake redeemed himself when he went to Red Bull Rampage. Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, you went. Yeah. And then what happened?
To A&E.
You got your biggest video ever.
I got the biggest video ever.
Biggest video ever.
Massive.
Bigger than that.
All you got to do is just go off a cliff.
Let's not talk about it.
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
It is an incredible video, though.
It's 154 million views.
Yeah, if you try to... It's ridiculous, isn't it? 154 million views. The best bit about it is, like, where's my bike? It's just so incredible. Yeah. What an amazing clip.
What?
It's an amazing clip.
I actually love that bike a lot.
But, you know, things go wrong.
Things do go wrong.
That's mountain biking.
Yeah.
Now, thankfully, Blake then went and to put things straight.
He thought, I'll go and do
a street race.
Thing, yeah.
And he sorted it all out. No, you didn't.
I crashed.
Yeah. Yeah. Head. You absolutely stacked it.
I'm ending 2024 on a high.
Painkillers and things.
We're taking it as a high because at this point you're conscious.
Yeah, that's
very true.
Again, also debatable.
Yeah.
When you went off that gap?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Because
I was wondering, did you feel it?
I can tell you one thing for sure. You didn't really stick the landing.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, mate.
Yeah. Weird that.
Surprise coming.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Surprise coming. You didn't land it.
It went badly.
But you're alive. We got your back. The three of us have been reunited. So that's a good thing.
Blake is currently reuniting his bones as we speak. This one here is in two pieces.
It's still in.
Give me a little poke.
No, don't do that. But actually, these are all right.
These are all right. Yeah,
this is not.
Oh, hey.
But this one here is in two bits.
Yeah. Still broken. Anyway.
In that one.
But
guess what?
Go on.
I built a full suspension bike.
That was cool.
Yeah.
You did. And it worked.
Be honest.
And it worked.
Let's go through the same process as with the BMX. How much fun is it to ride? Is it as much fun as the full suspension BMX?
I would say that's more fun.
The BMX is more fun.
No, my one.
Wow.
No, because it's got bigger wheels.
You've got to say that.
No, yeah, of course. Yeah, but it's got bigger wheels.
Yeah, of course. Of course it's better.
It's got bigger wheels, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, well,
and look cool as well.
Yeah, we had that full sus build from Blake, and we had some great rides, but I tell you what, we ended on a massive high, mm-hmm. because when we want to win a street race, right, we stop sending you,
we send Rich.
This guy, champion.
Hey, guess what?
Sent him.
He beat Sam Pilgrim.
Yeah, did I?
And I've not mentioned that on the Dirt Shed Show at all. Have I, Sam?
Have I, Sam?
I'm saying that like Sam's watching.
He's watching.
Yeah, of course he's watching.
He will know.
No, yeah, no, round him up. Yeah,
nice. Going to hear that we said he was shit at urban downhill racing, which he is, and then he watched it to see, well, what did they say? Well, that's what we just said, Sam, just then.
It was good. It was a really good event. Lovely little island. Good
see in the comments.
Yeah, let us know what's your favourite point in the year from GMBN in the comments down below.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, let's hear
too
about
many.
Favourite GMBN moments, and what about your favourite moment? What did you do in 2024?
Mountain biking is a...
That's, you know, well, what you guys tell us. What did you do this year, and what stuck out for you? Tell us why. You'll be teaching all the people who are reading the comments. We are a few of the people who'll be reading. So let us know.
Hacks and bodges! Hacks and bodges! Hacks and bodges! Hacks and bodges!
Come on. That is a massive celebration that is, you know, for quite a sedate part of the show. But let's do it.
It's Christmas.
In that same energy.
It's Christmas.
Starting off with our first contender for a GMBN race top.
Ooh.
This week is Jordan Linfors. Love this.
Santa Cruz Hightower Sea.
Love it. But it doesn't matter where he goes. He takes his little Lego character with him and gets a snapshot.
You like that, don't you?
I flipping love it.
You love that.
You're going to give him the jersey already, aren't you?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, really, Jordan's definitely going to win, but let's carry on. But I do love that. Everywhere he goes, he gets a good riding
shot. It's cool, like, how that's in focus and the background's blurred.
Yeah, he does it every ride. It's
great. One. What about Xavier Santos?
No chance. Jordan's way better. But
look at that. He is...
That's right, actually pretty good.
He's winternized. Is that a word now? Winternized?
No.
Yeah. What?
You can't just. Anyway,
he's anti-summered.
he's anti-summered his bike. His bushes on his full suspension comments out.
Winterized. Yes.
Right, I mean, down the bottom, that's quite clever.
That's actually quite clever. Motor foam, but motor rubber.
It's a great little hack, and I mean, a YouTube, an inner tube.
We are.
Say what you see, Martin. it's an inner tube put to very good use.
I think that's quite clever.
Upcycling, well done. Like
who we got next? We
next
have
up, who
Cole
will be
Dandridge. What's Cole done here then?
Yeah. Cole. I've seen it.
Oh, what is it?
So he's cut an original water bottle.
There, yeah.
But that's original water bottle cage, right?
No, what it is, look,
he's cut it off.
I remember because I think the deets are down there.
Yeah.
He basically put in too long a shock. And he's protecting the frame. Oh. And I wanted to get Finger's thoughts on this. He's protecting his frame with this little zip-tied buffer in there.
Yeah, no.
But that's still pretty bad for
that's
the bike,
still gonna
right?
smash that's into it.
That's not good. You shouldn't do that.
No,
but
so,
okay, I'm gonna turn the tables, all right? I disagree with what he's done there, but I like what he's done with his bottle cage. You see it? That looks like a normal bottle cage, but he's cut the bottoms off. Now that is a strap. So you can use it as a strap thing.
Yeah, but he's unfortunately not going to have a frame left when that shock keeps smacking into
it. When it's shot through the seat tube.
That looks like a canyon.
So Cole, I'm sort of using you as a bit of an example here. I'm sorry, I can't give you the shirt because this is just dangerous.
Okay, so...
It's a bodge. That's a bodge.
That's a bodge.
But the hack with the bottle cage.
The winner for sure this week is Jordan Linfors, who gets a GMBM race top for his Lego character out in the woods.
Well,
send more of them.
Merry Christmas to you.
Great of you to even consider the others there.
They had no chance. Right, let's take a look at some things we like this week.
Things we like this week!
Very easily pleased, you two.
We are, aren't we?
really are.
Yeah? Should we kick it off with, this makes me sad.
This does. It's a sign of the times. Kate Courtney, it's not fresh news, but
She's off.
She's off of Scott Racing, long time rider on there, world, won the world champs.
Scott, yeah, I mean, Scott. Scott, nothing to do with
Where's
her anymore.
Where's she going?
There,
is it? Scott. Where,
she's
where
not
she
just
going?
Disappearing, people.
No, but no, where's no. she going to? There's less and less rides available, and then we've suddenly got stars like that.
Well, I hope so.
Imagine that. Oh, there always is the perfect rig. It could be Pinarello.
Amflo.
No,
yeah, no. Rumour mill starting.
Orbea, rumour.
I know where she's going.
Keep that. Do you know where she's going?
Yeah, but then I forgot. Someone told me, and then I forgot.
Oh.
So I did.
Pinarello. Conargo.
Are you one of those mountain bike journalists I've heard about?
She's gone to Ineos team because Pidcock's... No, who is that bloke that's gone off Ineos? Road cycling, sorry, I forgot
Pidcock.
What it is. Is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
but he's going to be riding mountain bikes this year, but on a Pinarello.
Yeah.
But his road team is actually...
On Scott for the year.
Scott for the year.
Oh, so yeah, that's why she's left, because they have to hire up.
Actually, that's probably true.
That's why they had to get money from somewhere.
Yeah, so that's that's sad times. Something else, I just caught this the other day. Gabriel Widmer.
Oh,
look at this.
Big flat tapes.
Yeah, mm. Nice, isn't it? That's blind, that.
He's not shy.
No.
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 No. It's,
he's not shy. He is when you meet him, though.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a bit shy.
I've never met him.
Yeah, he's a bit timid.
He's young, right? He's not
Yeah, that's
old.
Probably why.
Yeah, not that old. Yeah, the Widmers. What a family. What a family. And what about this, right? From Tomo Me. Let me see.
You're worse names than me.
Let me.
Well, get on.
You're worse names than me.
Yeah.
Is that
a Borat?
My name is Blake.
Let me just. I want to get this dude's name right.
Got
Tomomi Nishikuba. Doing a wicked step.
Exactly.
The reason I put this in, right, is I just. It looks one of those steps you're like, I would actually have a go at that.
Yeah. Cool, isn't
it? Yeah, it's really
cool,
nice.
Yeah. I like it.
But I wouldn't go to back wheel, I'd just go launch it.
To chain ring.
Why you did do that.
I've got a feeling in real life that's actually a very intimidating step.
Oh, which,
yeah.
Yeah.
You look
pretty big wall.
Yeah.
But it looks like one we could all
step.
Have a go at. Mm. Yeah.
What should we call it?
Here we go.
Step. Oh, in trials world, that's a big step.
Oh, is it? It's a big step.
Boom. Yeah.
Right. Coming up.
Next is caption contest.
Caption contest, yes. A lovely picture of you, Rich, with your pussy.
Pussy
meow.
Cat.
Yeah.
Pussy cat.
Pussy cat.
Pussy cat.
Long hair, lovely.
We have got some great
We've
comments.
Got some crackers, yeah, I'm tired.
And the winner is going to get a stunt mug. First one is from Dive Art, and he says, Rich's reaction to having both hands in the muff.
It's a smiley face.
It is, yeah. Okay.
Hey, I mean, I'm not even going to contest it.
It's going to be hard.
This is all been set up to be a bit un-PC, but it's great.
Yeah.
Should I do the next one?
Go for it.
Right, this is from Black Forest Mountain Bikes. When you couldn't afford a trail dog and the cat doesn't run fast enough, but you love it anyway.
Well, that's weird, actually, because you've just got a trail dog.
I've just bought a dog, yeah.
Just bought a Dalmatian. Dalmatian.
So,
yeah.
Beautiful dog is.
Ah, thank you.
Next one is from Stressful Steve.
I was going to say something.
Go on. Yeah,
sorry, Vic.
No, it doesn't matter.
Good job on the talking over.
No, yeah. I was just going to say his dog's name's really nice.
What is his dog's name?
Church. What? Winston.
Am I all right here? You can ask
Winston.
Me.
Church. No, that's the only one I can remember is Winston Churchill.
I'm getting murdered in this. I'm getting murdered by these three.
That's fine. I mean, I'm only right here. You could ask me.
Honestly, one of these on either side, you've got no chance in life. You really haven't. Blake, would you like to read this one?
Yeah, I'll read this
Go
one.
On. It's this will be funny.
Stressball Steve. And the trail tip number one for when you're caught short on a bikepacking trip with no toilet paper.
You used the cap.
Yeah.
Wipe.
What they don't know is I actually was carrying that around in my bag the whole trip.
For that
imagine
exact
you,
reason.
Because you would use the back, right?
Or would you?
If it just turns around.
I'd get a head and a tail. I'd get the head and a tail pretty straight. Underneath, like that, isn't it?
We should stress no cats went near my ass or were harmed in the making of this caption of this photo.
Yeah, right.
Or were they?
Anyway.
So, the winner is from. It's got to be Dive Art for me.
Yeah,
Rich's right. reaction to having both hands in the mug.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And
stunt mug on its way to you. A Merry Christmas.
If you want to get involved in the caption contest, hashtag caption contest in the comments down below on this photo.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Give us your caption.
Wow.
we've still got videos coming out this week. Might be Christmas, but we're still busy. So we've got some big ones coming. We've got the best of GMBN Super Comp. Ooh. So all them great things we've been talking about, put it into one great big reel. You can put it on your Christmas telly. Enjoy.
So it's a super comp of super comps.
It's a super compilation.
You could be in your...
It's a mega comp!
Yes. Up in state of it, probably.
Yeah.
It is.
We've also
Ultra comp!
An ultra comp. Apparently, also, there's bloopers. I don't...
Do you know what? It's actually my... I actually quite like the bloopers.
What? We don't ever make mistakes, do we?
No,
Nick,
I do.
Be honest. Do we ever make mistakes?
Wait for the end of the show.
Oh, God.
Yeah, wait till the end of the show.
You could have made a video on this. And we've also got mountain bike misconceptions. Don't fall for them. That's coming up
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
What, fallen for them?
Fallen for some of them.
Well, what, go on. What misconceptions are you falling on? Euphonize means something good.
Yeah. plus size. I fell for that. I thought that was a good thing. But actually, we yeah, there we go, there's one.
That's one, kind of.
Yeah.
Fuck, good story. Cool story, bro.
Ride it out.
I felt
fine.
It's fine. So smooth.
Let's do the bike vault. Wait, let's do a tune.
Oh, can I not be part of it?
You can be part of it.
I'll just sit here inside.
Yeah, sit there.
Bike vault. Right. I watch it doesn't ever really work, does it?
It's a bike vault. Bike vault.
Bike vault!
Yeah!
Let's get into
it. We're in.
Right, first.
Where's that come from?
I don't know.
That's why we didn't want to get you in costume. You always get carried away. Just can't just control yourself. Control yourself. Right, next. First, bike vault bike from Tom Keep.
Look at that, he's keeping that well clean, isn't he?
That's a beauty, that, isn't it?
You see what I did there?
No, what have you
got? His surname's Keep, and I say he's keeping that bike clean.
It works so much better when you have to explain it.
It's really good. Anyway, that's really nice.
What is the bike?
It's a Saracen.
It's a Saracen.
Super nice.
Nice to see.
To see you, nice.
Next up, Middlebrook.
Bought second-hand recently with upgraded rear wheel and dropper. Nice!
Is that
it's just a nice, because it's non-drive side.
I can't see it. It's non-drive.
It's mixed wheel, isn't it?
In Black Beauty, right? Look, yeah. You can see where he's come from. Over there.
You can.
It's nice, guys.
Wow.
I'm harsh.
Rich. Ooh.
I know exactly where that's taken.
Where's that taken?
Exactly where. That's the blue doors, as obviously.
Well, yeah, clearly.
Oh, crikey.
As you start to ride up at Farsadine, and you got the council building on the left-hand side, it's there.
No way.
Yeah, because I've taken up 6 trillion bike pictures there.
I've never noticed that blue door.
I'll point it out next time.
Well, this is Cadence, anyway. Santa Cruz.
It's nice.
At the well-known blue doors at the Forest of Dean. And it's super nice, because it was a great store.
Thank you. Little old school here.
Yeah, come on,
Sam Stern's new proof.
He's got title bar and stem. You can tell by the redness on that, you know?
Yeah.
The DVO WPs off a gas e-bike. That's quite cool in itself.
Wow, that is actually pretty good.
Should be super nice.
Super nice. Go on. Mine has got the Vittoria race tyre on the front.
There's a lot of red going.
Yeah, next one up. We have got Nolan Bonders Trek. Which Trek is that? I didn't really know my
Treks.
I don't
know the Ballard Hardtails, yeah.
Lyco's got Roscoe. The old seat slam.
Is it Roscoe?
Yeah, North California.
Right. I think it's a Roscoe.
It's nice.
Nice. I wonder why the seat's so slammed.
Maybe he's just about to go down a massive hill.
Yeah, maybe. Next one from Aunt Jan. This is a Specialized stump jumper. It's the Troy Lee Designs one.
I like that.
The up close on those is amazing.
It's really nice.
Well done.
Next up. I put this in for you, Blake, because I thought you'd appreciate it.
A Marin Alcatraz.
Tell us about it.
It's a DJ bike. Spank always wheels, Spank always hub. Oh, dude, this is
sick. You've got these bars as well.
Dirt jumps, high rise, isn't it?
Next up. Oh, this is user 0537.
Nice name.
Catchily named.
Button number.
With his...
What is that?
K-Jack Custom.
He's from Poland.
Got Reynolds wheels on it.
Nice. Can I say super nice because it's
quite unique looking rig.
I tell you what, just look at this, the head angle to seat angle. Wow. Yeah. Crunched.
Did you want... Nice, super nice.
It's interesting. Let's give it a super nice.
Yeah. Super nice.
Christmas is sort of done.
Well, no, if you're watching this, if you're watching this at the right moment, Christmas is about to happen.
Now!
Tomorrow.
We officially started Christmas just then.
We just did start Christmas.
I didn't know we were going to get to
do that. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
No, he's singing.
Hey,
you guys out there, have a great Christmas. Let us know what your favourite moments of 2024 were for you, and also what you saw in the mountain biking. Does it something funny?
No.
And we'll see you next
this
week.
It's crazy. See ya. Bye. What was that for? Cheers, everyone. That's really good. Merry Christmas.
I just had a fun time.
Yeah, it really is.
Where are the mince pies?
Oh, love a mince pie.
He's my pie.
What?
What are you talking about?
Well, then he's my mince. Good one with the head.
Kids are not allowed heading in football.
Not
anymore.
Oh, not up to a certain age, isn't it?
Yeah. That's hilarious, because then they'll all get like to adult football and it'll be shit at Evans.
Just torpedoing through the air.
Football heading will just be really awful.
Where's the ball?
Just massive misses.
They just like, stand there as the ball comes to them.
I'm going to head it, watch.
Broken noses everywhere. Yeah.
What is to euthanise?
That's a nice picture.
Euthanasia is the practice of intentionally ending life to eliminate pain and suffering.
Sorry, Mark.
That's brilliant. I'm gonna have to put you down.
Thanks, mate.
Oh. Okay, I found.
Oh God! Here's a link to Dignitas.
I'm gonna have to put you down.
Even Siri's in on it. Can we get a second opinion? I'm gonna ask ChatGPT.
I've booked you a flight to Switzerland.
Are we rambling on?
Oh, all right,
bloke,
Billy Big
this
Balls.
This bloke keeps looking at the number.
The what?
The number.
Cheers, everybody. Merry Christmas. Welcome to the show.
Oh, sorry.
Well, we're going to be looking.
Sorry. Should we do that again, man?
No. Christmas, Blake, is fast and loose.
Okay.
We can have a good time.
Let's do that again. Sorry.
Everyone can join us looking at and enjoying.
Should we do that again?
I like how he's just ploughing on, though.
Yeah.
Keep going now.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah,
humbug.
Christmas.
Bar humbug.
So should be a first bit of fun that we're gonna have. What?
Where are you going?
Where are you going, Martin?
Hey, let's keep it going. That's what you want to do.
No.
Speed suit.
Do you want to do it again?
Yeah.
Oh, Martin. Yeah.
Martin wants
to go again.
I've remembered why I don't like doing shows with three people.
It's hard, isn't it?
Chaotic.
It's not hard. It's just that the two people who don't have to think don't think. And then it's just fine. And then the one person who has to think tries to think but gets ridiculed for it.
Oh, God.
Gosh.